This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Let's say you had 1 minute, less than 2 minutes, to go ahead and talk with him. What would you throw at him? What would you say to him to go ahead and plant some kind of seed? What would you say to him?
I would just ask him one thing. I would say, see,
everything that we acquire in this life will stay behind, except your investment in those things that are transferable to the next life. And I tell you right now, and I promise you right now, that investing, that sadaqah jariyah, investing in a masjid and a mega dawah center, the deen center, is something that will inshallah be transferable and bless you in this life and the next. So do your small part, do your major part. We are going to move forward as we've been moving forward this far. We've acquired the property. Now it's time to get it up and running. So we need your help to make this a reality. Click the link below. Donate right now. May God Almighty Allah reward all of you.
Yeah, speaking of Elon Musk, let's see what he had to say, because we opened up talking a little bit about him. So the last time he came on the scene, he went back and forth on the Twitter with a Muslim regarding the hellfire, and he talked about something along the lines that if most people are going to end up in the hellfire, he wouldn't mind being there also, something like that. But then recently, something's come up that he's actually talking a different tune. So how would you invite him? Give him some dawah.
Do you believe in like a god or like a higher power?
Well, something created the universe, or the universe is, you know, here. How did it come to be? You could say whatever caused the universe to come to be is God, or, you know, gods, depending on your view. Philosophy, I think, makes sense is to go out there and is to expand consciousness so that we're better able to answer the questions of, like, what is the meaning of life? What is the nature of the universe? Like, how do molecules have consciousness? But somehow we're from a bunch of hydrogen gas and then an assemblage of complex molecules like ourselves that can feel and talk and think. I mean, just if you leave hydrogen out long enough, it starts talking to itself, basically. That's what happened here.
So what do you think?
I mean, see, this is where he's trying to understand now that he's agreeing that there is a power, there is a God who created the universe. So this is where Dawah plays the role. It is the duty of the Muslims to explain to him who that God is, who that power is who created the universe.
So now it's our duty to explain.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Through words. This is not just actions here, right? How
can we show in actions that God created the universe?
Yeah, you got to go ahead and...
You have to talk.
Talk. So now, what would you say to him now? How would you respond to Elon Musk?
Definitely. Because he's a knowledgeable person, he has some scientific understanding, though he's not a scientist. But the way he has contributed to the world, doing some things that can benefit the people around the world. So similarly, we need to have deep concern for him that will benefit him here in this world and the Akhirah. And you see, this is the seerat of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam always willed that people like Abu Bakr Siddiq, Usman Ghani, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, the people who are influential in the society, shall become Muslims, and that will be a great support to the cause of Islam, mashallah. So those brothers, alhamdulillah, I would congratulate my Muslim brothers who are in contact with him through Twitter or whatever means possible for them. Now, it's the duty of the Muslim community who can go approach him, talk to him, to set up meetings with experts of the field of Dawah to talk to him about it, mashallah. And I think I would suggest that you take an interview with him, and that would be really wonderful, mashallah. So when you are speaking, you have a background of Dawah. So it's not just that you ask questions or interview somebody, you also keep conveying the message of Islam to them. So I think if Elon Musk is given the right book in his hand, made to read this book directly, the book will do the job. I always tell the people, you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the job so easy for us. Maximum you have to do is convey this message. The remaining Allah's message will do, inshallah.
What would you do if you had, because to get a sit down with someone like this, to get 1 minute, let's say you had 1 minute, less than 2 minutes, to go ahead and talk with him, what would you throw at him? What would you say to him to go ahead and plant some kind of seed? What would you say to him?
I would just ask him one thing. I would say, see, Elon, you are so sensible person. Just tell me one single thing. A person who lived 1,450 years back in a desert, historical records are saying he doesn't know how to read and write. Prophet Muhammad didn't know how to read and write. You go to Encyclopedia Britannica to search about him, any other historical record, it's very clear he didn't know how to read and write. The Quran testifies the same. Surah Jumu'ah ayat number 2, Surah Araf ayat number 157. My prophet is an ummi, he's an unlettered prophet. So I would like to ask a person of that caliber of Elon Musk, that how can this person 1450 years back talk about the Big Bang that you're talking about now?
Can science and religion coexist?
Probably not.
How can it be possible that a person living in desert where there is no water, scarcity of water, miles they travel to get water, he's talking Surah Anbiya, Surah number 21, ayat number 30. أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Do not the disbelievers look at the heavens and the sky? كَانَ تَرَتْخَنْ فَفَتَخْنَاهُمَا They were joined as one single unit of creation, the nebula. And we clothed them as sender. And then Allah says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ أَفَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ We created every life from water. The science agrees to it. Can you imagine a person who is totally unlettered is talking about it? So there are so many ayat in the Quran that will connect Elon Musk, and he will be pondering.
Because he's a man of science.
Yes.
That's right? He's
absolutely
an intellectual.
See, there is a book by Maurice Bucaille,
yeah,
who came forward to say there are more than 700 ayat of the Quran. Out of the 6,000 plus ayat in the Quran, at least 1,000, he said, deals with modern science. And of them, 700 plus ayat, he said, the science has agreed them to be fact. What does it mean? At the time of Prophet Muhammad, nobody knew about it. That knowledge didn't exist about those subjects. But 700 of them, today, they stand to be true. Not a single scientific error in the Quran. So this is what Elon Musk shall be talked with. And maybe, I mean, it depends, because 1 minute, 2 minutes that you get, it also depends upon his interaction with us. It's very difficult to say what exactly we are going to speak to him. It totally depends upon what mood he has at the time.
Yeah.
So you have to reflect with that mood, anticipate with that mood, and then talk to him on those lines which pull his interest. MashaAllah.
Yeah, that would be a starting point. Huh? This is what you would go ahead and leave him with to think about, to ponder.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And hopefully if he looks into the life of the last final message sent to mankind, Prophet Muhammad, if he's sincere,
absolutely,
if he's looking for the truth, he's true, asking the Creator to guide true him, Allah God Almighty
100%,
will guide him.
100%. 100%, yeah. Inshallah. And we shall also pray for him.
Yeah.
See, because Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, it's Bill Gates, these people, they have done so much for the society. They have done so much really good for the society.
But have you seen that a lot of times people like him, he talks about in his early years, he was a Christian. I think his mother, father, Jewish, Christian. And then he went towards that avenue as a child. But he saw some things that he didn't agree with.
Yeah.
Also, the way of Jesus that was presented to him. A lot of
absolutely
times, the fitra, the natural
yes
disposition of a human being, rejects a human being as God.
Read like a whole bunch of religious books, including the Bible. And I'm like, there was a bunch of things in there that didn't teach you in Sunday school. You know, God sure changes his mind from the Old Testament to the New Testament. I'm like, whoa, that's pretty vengeful in the Old Testament.
Absolutely.
So now what if he comes into Islam, looks into Jesus' role in Islam, that we love Jesus. He's
absolutely
a mighty messenger, just like Abraham, Moses, all the other messengers. But they weren't gods or
absolutely
literal son of gods.
Absolutely.
This would fit. This would make sense.
Absolutely. See, if for a person like him, he's a person of reasoning.
Yeah.
So he would reason that if God is becoming human, then he's leaving all the characters of a god.
Yeah.
Because if a man converts to a dog, then he leaves all human characters in him.
If a man converts to a dog.
If put it this way,
yeah,
technically put it this way. If a man incarnates as dog,
yes,
then that dog incarnate, the man incarnate as dog, will leave all the qualities of human beings.
Yes.
Once it is a dog, it's no more a human being.
Uh-huh.
You cannot call it a human dog.
Yes.
So similarly, if God becomes a man, then God has lost all his divine qualities now.
It's not a
because
God,
those weaknesses occur in you.
It's not a God-man.
So, you can't
be a God-man.
You cannot. So Elon Musk is a very reasonable person.